is really a romp. It should be a caper. So it's big. You know, there's massive amounts of travel and it's very cinematic and it's big shots and costumes and hundreds of background players and background players of all sorts of backgrounds, literally. And the production design is massive. And of course, as usual, the costume design is intricate and involved. And it was just time this time. I mean, it was a very different approach to the day. And it seemed a much longer shoot because we were all away for 8 weeks. We were in Morocco. And it was just, it felt big. Samantha's back at home in New York. She lives in New York now. She's running a very successful PR company still, or again, out of New York. Charlotte is a stay-at-home mother. Miranda has been working in this law firm partner, a job she's wanted for a long time and worked really hard to get. And Carrie is about to have her fourth book published. It's called I Do, Do I? And it's a book on her experiences of marriage and these first 2 years. And Carrie, should be noted, is extremely worried about the reviews and isn't certain that it's a subject that she has tackled in the way with the same kind of comfort she's written in the past. And she is feeling very nervous about the reception of this book, the critical reception of the book. Stanford and Anthony are getting married, and they're getting married in Connecticut where it's legal. And they have a wedding that really looks like it's right out of a Busby Berkeley movie. You know, it's all black and white, and there's a huge men's chorus singing, you know, beautiful American standards and swans, and everything is white. The floors are painted white. The bridges are painted white. All the trees are white. I mean, it's really a remarkably, it's like you're in a snow globe. And every character in the movie is in one room, which is almost unheard of for us. Michael and I and Melfi produced this movie, and we do it all. And there's things that I'm better equipped to handle and to do. And there's things that Melfi is better equipped to handle and do. And then there's things that Michael does that we don't feel we'd be as effective in doing. But I am not a producer in some kind of ethereal, kind of power-hungry way. I do it all, and I'm still doing it all, and I'll do it all till we have the last, you know, print in the last movie theater, wherever, whatever country we find ourselves playing in. And it's simply the only way I know how to work, and I like being responsible for and to the people that have given themselves to us. I think we work really, really well together, and I can't imagine having spent this amount of time on something without him there to tell me what, to give me the words to say it and create the story. That's takes me away from my children and husband and family and the story that people get up out of their houses and go put down money for. It all comes back to Michael Patrick and the written word. What was so incredible about Pat and was that she was so industrious and smart and creative, and she always has been, and that's why I wanted her to design the show.